This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The Apostle Paul wrote a letter, two letters actually, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians to a church at Thessalonica, a Greek city. And it's about the second coming of Christ, but it's more than that. It's about his relationship with the people. And so we're reading the last words of his letter, the first letter he wrote. And sometimes the last words of a letter can be very important for this reason. I've noticed that sometimes in a letter or an email, when somebody puts a P.S. at the bottom, little clue here, sometimes the P.S. is really why they wrote to you. It wasn't the letter. It was, oh, by the way. And the by the way was the most important part of the letter or the email. I don't know if you've ever discovered that, but that's true. You may have written a letter or an email like that where you spent a lot of time on different areas, but what you really wanted to get across was the P.S. or the by the way. And these are the last words of the Apostle Paul to the church at Thessalonica. It's chapter 5, beginning at verse 19. Let's read it. Don't put out the Holy Spirit's fire. Don't treat prophecies as if they amount to nothing. Put everything to the test. Hold on to what's good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the believers or brothers with a holy kiss. While the Lord is watching, here is what I command you. Have this letter read to all the believers. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Sometimes when I preach through a text, I start at the back or at the end of it and work my way up to the top. I'm going to do that today. I don't always do that, but occasionally I will for this reason. I want to end with the most important verse, I think, in this passage about don't put out the Holy Spirit's fire in your life. Don't quench the Holy Spirit, to use the King James Version. So that's where I want to end. So we're going to start at the bottom. And I'm going to deal with a verse that causes people to laugh, to smirk, to giggle. But it's a real verse. It's verse 26. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. What's he talking about? There's nothing sensual, nothing sexual about this at all. It was a way of greeting in the early church where people would embrace one another and kiss each other on the cheek. Some Bible scholars say it was strictly a man would do that with a man, woman with a woman, and that was part of their greeting. But you know where you see the holy kiss given? In Hollywood. You ever watch Jay Leno? You ever watch David Letterman? And a guest comes on and they kiss David or Jay and they kiss on the cheek and it's very perfunctory. But that's similar, but it's not what they were doing in the early church. It was a way of greeting a brother or sister in Christ to say, we have a bond that's in Christ. We have a relationship that defies imagination, and we're related in Christ Jesus because of what he did for us on the cross, and we're going to have an eternity together, and that's the purpose of it. Now, I realize that some of you are uncomfortable with that, and so different people have different levels of comfortability today with embracing or hugging or whatever. There was a Catholic church that I know of that put out in their newsletter that on such and such a day, they were going to start embracing one another after the Mass was over. On the Sunday before that was to start, the Mass was ended, and a man turned around to a woman he didn't know, she didn't know him, and he put his arms out to embrace her, and she said, hey, that funny stuff doesn't start till next Sunday, pal. That funny stuff. Some of you think that may be funny stuff, and I understand that. However, there is power in greeting somebody and shaking hands. I'll use this example. Have you ever put your hand out and somebody wouldn't shake your hand? How'd you feel?
Well, today we began the last message in the 1st Thessalonians sermon series called Prepped or Panicked. We'll continue in the last few words of this book of the Bible tomorrow on Cross Hope on XM Sirius 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.